From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. The U.S. president campaigns for his former Secretary of State, stumping for fellow Democrat Hillary Clinton. His former Secretary of State, U.S. President Barack Obama, called her Republican rival Donald Trump a con artist, temperamentally unfit to be president. Slata Chahot has more for VOA.
Speaking at the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill, Obama acknowledged Americans' frustration with the ugliness of the current presidential campaign.
I want you to push away the noise for a second and just focus on the choice you face in this election.
Obama told voters if they think clearly, their choice can only be Clinton. He portrayed Trump as a shady business dealer, lacking compassion for disadvantaged Americans and lacking qualifications to lead a democratic country. Trump, for his part, took a hit at Obama and promised to dismantle his legacy if elected.
And the last thing we need is another 4 years of Obama. It's the last thing.
Zlatis Ahok, VOA News, Washington.
Trump and Clinton are concentrating their efforts on North Carolina and Florida today, two states seen by both campaigns as vital to winning the November 8th election. Trump has four rallies scheduled along the East Coast, beginning in the northern Florida city of Jacksonville before heading to a stop in eastern Pennsylvania, finally finishing out the day with two stops in North Carolina. Clinton, meanwhile, has two rallies scheduled in North Carolina, the first in Greenville, followed by another in nearby Raleigh. President Obama is campaigning on Clinton's behalf in Florida. He is now speaking. He also has a stop planned for early morning in Miami, another in Jacksonville. This is VOA. The shadowy leader of the Islamic State group has released a new message urging his followers to keep up the fight for Mosul as they defend the city against the major offensive aimed at rooting the militants from their last urban stronghold in Iraq, routing them. Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi's rallying cry came in a sermon-like recording more than half an hour long, released by the militant group's Al-Furqan media arm late on Wednesday. It was not clear when the recording was produced. Al-Baghdadi's whereabouts are unknown. In this recording, al-Baghdadi rallies his fighters, especially in Mosul, and calls on them to obey orders while remaining resilient and steadfast. An Afghan police official says 26 civilians are dead after an assault that killed two U.S. service members. General Qasim Junglabah of Kunduz province says some of the dead after the assault on Thursday included members of a Taliban fighter's family. Junglabah says the raid by U.S. and Afghan forces killed 65 Taliban fighters, including two commanders for the insurgency. NATO earlier announced the killing of two U.S. service members and the wounding of two others in the raid. Both NATO and the Pentagon declined to immediately give further details about the operation or discuss the civilian casualties. Two trains collided early today in the Pakistani port city of Karachi, killing at least 21. An official at Karachi's Jinnah Hospital said as many as 50 others injured in the crash had been brought to their facility. A factory worker told the French news agency AFP that an inbound train hit another train that was parked at the station. Britain's High Court ruled Thursday that the government must get parliamentary approval before it begin the legal process to exit from the European Union, commonly known as Brexit. That dealt a major blow to Prime Minister Theresa May's plans to exit from the EU. The Prime Minister said she would begin exit negotiations with the EU by March 31st by relying on the royal prerogative, a power that allows the government to withdraw from international treaties without parliamentary approval. The Chicago Cubs won their first World Series in 108 years. Here's Joe Buck on Fox Sports.
Here's the 0-1. This is going to be a tough play. Bryant, the Cubs!
Both teams hope to end long droughts without a world title. The Cubs last won in 1908, while the Indians' last series win was in 1948. I'm Ira Melman, VOA News, Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.